Wouldn't be the same without
wouldn't
the big
be the
face
same.
Intro.
Hello, everybody, after show and all, and anyway, and here it is and everything, and I'm all kinds of pissed off this week.
Why?
Yes, I am, because I have fucking cholesterol the same. I'm about to have a heart attack. I'm about to have a heart attack is what's going to happen. I'm going to die. I'm going to die, and maybe at the end of next week it won't even matter. So there you go. That's
you look
the problem.
That's an unusual... What's happened there?
What do you mean?
I was just saying that you know, that picture is not like the picture that's normally, you know, when we do the after show.
Well, it's much closer.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's leaning out. The camera's much closer and everything, yeah.
Right. Your head is literally touching off the top of the...
Oh, there you go now. I'm down here. I've got down here. I'll just die down here. Here's me telling Jim I'm going to fucking die. And all he cares about is whether the picture on his iPhone is right.
It's important that, you know, we get the technicalities of your death recorded accurately.
I tell you something. Outrageous though it is.
Yeah, poor old PJ's cholesterol. But come on now, by your own admission, it wasn't as deathly high as you had first anticipated.
Well, I was told it was dangerously high levels. I thought, like, it seems I was the victim of a wind-up, is what it was.
I still find that hilarious. I know, to be fair to you, you were saying, like, fair play to her, it's a cracking prank.
But
I think when you're dealing with somebody's medical kind of circumstances and you think it might be hilarious to tell them that they're close to death, I just want to call that out as being unusual.
Ah, kind of funny in fairness. I tell you what the mad thing about it was, right? So I got a phone call. I went and did the bloods. You did your bloods, I did me bloods, right?
Yeah. I still haven't got my results yet. Do you think that's a good or a bad thing?
Ah, you're grand. No, if they don't call, you're grand. You're grand. Yeah, no news is good news with these things.
Right.
Which leads me into this, because I got the call saying, from like the receptionist and the doctors, come here, listen, whatever, you're on, you're bad news for you. Your cholesterol's through the roof. You're dangerously high, blah, whatever. And then I told me I had to come and collect the tablets. Turns out it's very high. Like, I am not good with it. But they're saying you have to take tablets for the rest of your life. Whether I will or not now is another thing. But anyway.
Rest of your life?
Oh, rest of your life, yeah. Yeah, you can't stop once you start, yeah.
But can't fix your cholesterol.
No, apparently not. No,
you must have a funny type of cholesterol, do you? That's sort of
like... I don't
know. It just won't go away.
It's never going... The rest of my life is what I'm told. Every 3 months for the rest of my life, I have to get a new prescription. So, to be honest, financially, I'm thinking, fuck it. I'd rather die with a couple of quid in my pocket. I mean, 50s. You know, I'm all right. I've chosen death. Yeah. So death is the way we're going, right? I'm not going to do it. So I've chosen death.
Right.
So I was like, grand, I'll take the death or broke or death or just inconvenience. I says, fuck it, I'll go for death. So I'm going for death. Death is going to happen. I'm not going to do the tablets. So then my ex-Mrs. Elaine, she gets a call from the doctors, right? Now, she has had a bit of a battle with a very serious illness.
Yeah.
So the doctor's ring and says, how are you? Can you give us a ring? She wasn't there. So she rings back and says, have your results there. Can you give us 20 minutes? I'm going to get the doctor to call you.
Oh my God!
Now, I'm automatically...
I'd have shat myself
at that
point.
When you've got like history of it, history of cancer and all, you get that call and you go, Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
And then she rang me and goes, listen, was it the doctor or the receptionist told you you have a fat heart?
Yeah.
The receptionist told me I have a fat heart.
By the way, the receptionist from henceforth will be known as the deceptionist.
The deceptionist. Told me I had the cat. And I went, And she goes, so she didn't say you had to call the doctor on. And she just says, listen, this is your story. You have to take medication.
Yeah.
Rest of your life, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah. She goes, she wouldn't tell me that. And she said, the doctor has to talk to me. So she tried to ring back and couldn't get through. And then she was like, out of her mind for about an hour. And then the phone rings. Hello? And it's there. Hell yeah. Yeah. Just want to tell you, I've never seen blood so good. You're 100% healthy. Since you're beyond, you're so normal, it's abnormal, she got told.
Oh my God.
It's abnormal. I just wanted to tell you. She's like, I've been going now.
Oh my God.
I've been having a panic attack.
I've been deciding who's going to get what.
So obviously the doctor chooses to give the good news and tells everyone else to do the bad news. So your woman just kept laughing at me as well. She kept going, we were trying to ring you and we were laughing at the answer machine. Your phone's very funny. I was like, what are you talking about?
Why? What's the answer machine in your phone? I've never rung the answer machine in your phone.
I don't know. It's been so long since I answered it or listened to it myself. I haven't a clue. I don't know what it is.
I would have assumed that it's like, fuck off!
I think it might be something like, I don't check messages
and
I don't answer the phone. I think it's something like that. I can't remember. I don't even know how to...
And is that how she got you? She left a message saying, hey, PJ, you're going to die.
No, they sent me a text because they knew, because I obviously say I don't use messages or whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was
PJ, the deceptionist here, just ringing to say you're
going
to die.
Just ringing to say you're nearly dead. You're going to die if you don't take the tablets. make your choice. may whatever God you believe in have mercy on your soul.
Yeah.
So that was it.
Oh my God.
It's all just it's a weird
thank
way.
Thank God that Elaine was grand. That's good.
Yeah, it's great.
So she's superhuman now.
Superhuman now. She's beyond. She's so normal.
So basically, she's
beyond
like,
normal.
She's like one of those things that actually happens in superhero movies. She basically got radiation and turned into a superhuman, like Spider-Man. And I can't think of anybody else that it happened to, but you know what I mean?
Well, all of them. Yeah. The radioactive super celebrities.
Exactly. Yeah, radioactive man.
Radioactive super celebrities. Would that be a right title? Oh, jeepers. Yeah, so that's the crash. So I'm annoyed about that. And then because you're annoyed about that, it makes you get annoyed at all the other things that are wrong with you. You know what I mean?
But come on, were you not frustrated at the fact that you were like Mr. Super Healthy, like you're a Mr. Olympian thing, you know, eating and exercising and, you know, having rice and leaves and all.
And I eat so.
Eating like a panda. And then they tell you you're not well. And you're thinking, what was that? Why didn't I just have a big load of cake and chips and beer?
Well,
if this is going to happen.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I did have a lot of cake and chips after hearing the news. Thinking, what's the fucking point? I haven't
correct.
Had the beer yet. Yeah. I'm going to do that on the weekend.
I'm going to throw in a little bit of diabetes for good measure.
Yeah,
and I might throw in a little bit of cirrhosis of the liver or whatever that happens.
And then I was thinking, this is what you get for laughing at them old choppers that we were laughing at last week. You know,
who,
the
leathery men?
The old fuckers. You know, your man, he was 112. What's the secret to a long life? Bradley Guinness and the Russian sandwich. Every day, and a cigar. Yeah. And you're like, fuck it. I'm doing everything right.
I should have done that.
I'm doing everything right, and I'm bollocks. Then you're sitting there at 100 and odd years old.
Yeah.
Anyway, at least I'm going to... Do you know what I'm going to do? I've decided. I'm going to...
Mind you, you will look
very
well.
Enjoy me heart attack.
Yeah, you will look very well, though. That's the only thing about it.
Well...
Like, when you're being viewed, they'll go, in fairness, like, my God.
They'd be there. I'd say
doesn't he look well? In fairness.
At least he won't have to answer the phone anymore. She's driving mad.
I realise now why he had such a low body fat. It's all inside him in his blood.
His blood is very fat. Very fat in the blood, that fella.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So there you go.
I mean, luckily for you, you had your chums around you when the news broke, so we were here to support you and get you through it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not like you spent 4 hours on the radio yesterday slagging the hole off me. From start till finish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like people were queuing up.
I can't wait till you get diagnosed with the fucking rickets or something. Or something equally horrendous that you have to take tablets for. I'm really looking forward to the day that you get, I don't know, whatever it's called. I hope you get sore hole disease and you walk around with a big sore hole on you. For 50 years.
Isn't that one of the great things? I know we may have mentioned this before. One of the great things that differentiates male friends from female friends.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Female friends rally round, support, try and find the bright side. You know, go on this. And male friends go,
I know.
Yo, what? You're about to pop your clogs. Oh, my God, this is the best day ever. Here, come here, Tony. Tony, yeah. PJ's about to die. Come here, honestly.
Yeah, I hear fat blood here. There's vampires following him like there's a dog outside the butcher's.
Male mates. It's a very loose term, mates, really. In the male fraternity, it's
tell you, mate, I remember when I had piles. I had a bad dose of the piles. And I'm not joking to you. It felt like I was sticking a broken glass in my backside when I was trying to do things, right? Do me business. It did. And, and I had to go to the doctor. And I got really upset then because the medicine you have to take to fix your bottom, right?
Of your bottom.
Yeah, in your bottom. It's called Anosol. So why you have to embarrass someone by naming it after your arse in the first place? Why it couldn't be called bottom butter or something like that? You know?
Bottom butter?
Yeah, or something like that, you know, could be, it's a double me, you wouldn't know. You know?
Yeah.
Who would call it a bottom butter or I don't know, chamois cream or something like that? No, arse. Arsehole. Anosol. Arsehole. Yeah. Thing. And then I remember I had to get that, and I thought it was pills, right? It was sort of a pill, but you have to feed it to your hole.
A pill you have to stuff up your bottom.
Feed it to your... Yeah. I'm not joking you. My hand must have chased me around that room 7 times before it went in.
What, the other hand slapping it away. Get off me!
And no one gives you directions. No one tells you what to do.
Ah, come on, you don't need directions to your own arsehole.
You do. You do, Jim.
You saw you. Was sitting there reading the packet going, right...
I didn't read anything.
Where's your...
I saw the shape of it.
I can't even see me arse. How am I supposed to get it? I mean, I'm going to have to get a mirror.
You do need directions. You do! Smarty pads. You do. I was walking around the room trying to push it.
Why were you walking? Stand still.
Exactly. You're not supposed to stand at all. And it took me 3 months to work it out. You're supposed to lie the fuck down, aren't you? And push it in.
Oh, is it legs in the air?
No, you put one leg forward. You go into that like recovery position. And then you have to reach around and do a bit of finding your business. And when you find your business, you press the button and whoop, gone. That's what you do. I didn't know that.
Is it like those things that used to be in the badass cafe back in the day?
Yeah, you pulled the lever. Away,
and the thing went shooting up the pipes.
Goes off to the pizza man. Yeah. That's what it's like.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, what was that in? Was that in Harry Potter or something as well? Where they all... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Harry Potter. His mate's trying to whack his piles off with the wands.
That's amazing. Yeah, so there's a special position you're supposed to be
in. There's a pile position, yeah. So you have to get into the pile position.
You have to assume the pile position.
You have to assume the pile position, and then there's all way of doing it. I didn't know any of this. Anyway, should I walk on by the time I figured it out? I was trying to say it to someone else, and they were like, you are what? Walking around that? The hand was chasing you around the room. What were you doing walking around? What were you doing standing up? I was there, where am I supposed to? What am I going to do? I can hardly... Yeah. If I sit down with
I could hardly ring a friend.
Yeah.
Come here, you wouldn't come around and stick this up in the air.
Stick this or the cavity, you know, be too big or, you know. And then you start, you don't know what to be doing. That's the only way of doing it. It was a horrendous experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Horrendous.
To be honest with you, I cannot believe you even... How did your mates find out? Like, I cannot believe you would even...
I was going, and they were asking me, because I'll tell you how they found out. One of my mates turned around and says, listen, I wouldn't ask only I was desperate, but has any of you ever had piles? I was there, yeah, I have actually. I was, it's unbelievable. I've tortured with them. It's like a bunch of grapes is growing up me. Back there. It was all this, right? And the poor fella, right. I was there going, yeah. He goes, you was like a bunch of grapes. Like, things off. Jesus Christ, that tired, what I'll be. I'm very embarrassed. I don't want to call them. I was there, listen, just get the things. You know, go into your doctor and ask for just things. They won't. He goes, will it be? Sticking his eyes up my hole. No, he won't.
It'd be more than his eyes,
yeah,
pal.
Yeah, he won't be sticking a hand in your hole. Just go in and tell them. It's grand. You'll be in and out. You won't even have to take down your strides. You'll be fine. And he goes, and then he came out. He goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, oh. And then I asked him. And then I told him, how the fuck did you get him in with them running around? Yeah. He goes, there's a picture in the instructions. He said, why would you look at the instructions? There's a picture. There's a diagram of how you do it. He said, well, I didn't know. I didn't read the instructions. I didn't read the instructions for the telly. I'm hardly going to read them for bottom biscuits.
Oh, my God.
I just say, I hope for the best.
I think that's brilliant. That there's, I just would have imagined that the instructions were, one, insert up bottom. That was it.
Two.
No need for two.
Clench hard. I know.
That's amazing.
Unbelievable, yeah.
I love the fact that all your mates seem to have had, like, you know... Because you're all similar ages.
We're all that age. We're all middle-aged men now.
But I just love the way they all seem to have amassed this list of kind of weird ailments.
I suppose there's a lot of them. So if every one of us has an ailment, you sort of get through an awful lot, you know.
Yeah. It's a wonder why you and I aren't invited to participate in formal men's health... environments and potential kind of seminars.
I look at Tara sneaking in now. We're talking about male bottom biscuits. Can you please leave the room? Thank you very much.
Okay. What's
the
reason behind the wig?
Don't be asking silly questions.
It's a men's
You wouldn't understand.
It's to demonstrate the shaving of a man's trouser beard.
That'll teach her to come in here. No,
there you go. Who's sorry she came in?
Oh, Jesus. Dear Lord. Yeah, no, I think we'd be very good, you know, at dealing with men's health.
I think I would, actually, because, do you know what? I think we actually would.
We should do that.
Because
we should do a men's health stage show.
Yeah, because the problem with it is, here's my problem with the men's health thing. It's too fucking formal. And lads don't go to the doctor in a formal way. So they go, if you have a question, be it about your penis, or maybe you have a stabbing sensation in your backside, go to your doctor and say, don't be embarrassed about it. Well, your doctor has heard it all before.
Yeah.
Your doctor may have a stabbed penis himself. And, you know, you're like, this does not make me feel any better at all. The only way I'm going to go in and do these things if I have a pain in my flute is if I say to my mates, I have a terrible pain in my flute, and they go, son, do you know something? So do I. In fact, I did a piss there yesterday and I set fire to the car. It went out the way, it was so hot. And then you kind of have a laugh about it. And yeah. You go into that. And then you kind of, you almost look forward to it because they're going, at least, if nothing else, I'll have a story to tell the lads after.
Yeah.
You know, well, I get this
what
over.
What do you mean, do you not, are you not a little bit thrown though when a doctor uses kind of, you know, normal language? Like if a doctor says something to you about your balls.
Yes.
Do you not feel a little bit like, well, I mean, I would have preferred if you'd have said testicles, but yeah.
Oh, no, and the other way. You know what
you
I
want the,
so
you want the kind of
as
like,
you
yeah.
see, if we look at the scan here, you can see one of your testicles is much rounder than the other one. And the testicle there, this one, you can see that it's producing, you know, you're like, oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. If he just says...
Would you not be a bit thrown like
the ball
if,
on the right.
If the doctor turned around and said, whip your knob out there, PJ.
I'd be a lot happier. If he says, come on, get the old trouser baggage out there and then we have our route around it. Let's get this over.
The old man vegetables.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be there. Let's do this. You get stuck in and do what you have to do. I'm going to think. Look up here and think about Manchester United.
I mean, it'd be great if they had to deal with you the way you try, you know, when you're trying to explain something to kids.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, so, the train is, like you're feeding them or something, so the train is coming in. Imagine if your doctor had to talk to you like
what's
that.
Suppository? Okay, your bum is the tunnel. Chuck it.
Here comes Thomas the Tank
Engine.
Here he
comes now, are you ready? Yeah.
Very dark in the tunnel.
If you're holding it, sticking it into your bum. I know you can. I'm sure you can. I know you can. Maybe you'll all have a laugh about it.
That is, I tell you.
Mind
I'm sorry.
You, my completely unprofessional opinion says that this wouldn't work either.
Yeah, yeah, potentially. I'm not sure that the health service are going to be ringing us anytime soon asking us to do seminars.
Yeah, and you should. You should. We'll have lads in their thousands.
We're available.
We'll have a loan. We'll have a gang called the Sour Mickey Gang. We're all there. We'll be having lads dying to have a Sour Mickey just so they can come out with us.
Exactly. Not only are we available, we've loads of ailments.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'd be ideal.
There'll be lads turning up and going, I don't have a Sour Mickey, but my balls are sore. Oh, I can't. I keep every time I fart to do a shard in my cacks. Come on, you're in.
Yeah.
You're in.
You're one for
We're
us.
We're all going to the doctor together. Fuck it. Come on. We'll storm the place. Let's get this big magic book and we'll just take all each other's tablets and see what happens.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh, all right, let's get out of here before
anyway,
before somebody keels over.
Let's get out of here before I have a heart attack.